Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of phocomalia found under the pediatric section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. Following the release of an over-the-counter antiemetic medication, several thousand children were born with varying degrees of oral and limb deformities. Let's continue with an introduction to phocomalia. This refers to a congenital deformity of the limbs, and it has been linked to chromosome 8. In terms of the epidemiology, there was a peak incidence following the release of over-the-counter thalidomide in Germany in 1960. Since awareness of thalidomide association, phocomalia has grown extremely rare. Moving on to the presentation, symptoms may include undeveloped limbs, short arms, underdeveloped, absent, or fused digits, a small head, wide-set eyes, a cleft lip or palate, and a small chin. One may also note underdeveloped or absent pelvic girdles, growth retardation in utero and after birth, hypertelorism, microcephaly, encephalocele, an abnormal uterus, and kidney and cardiac malformations. In terms of further imaging, it may be helpful to identify the extent of underdevelopment and further organ system involvement. With regards to the differential, make sure to think about Treacher-Collins syndrome. And in terms of the diagnosis, remember that this is based primarily on clinical observations. In terms of treatment, prevention is by avoiding exposure to thalidomide during pregnancy. Medical management includes prostheses, which may be adequate substitutes for missing limbs, teeth, etc. Surgical intervention includes reconstructive surgery. This is usually limited due to the absence of significant amount of tissue, nerves, and bone. Complications related to phocomalia include permanent physical deformity leading to both physical limitation and emotional burden for children. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, remember that only 40% of infants born with this disorder will survive. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to phocomalia, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 55-year-old man presents to his primary care physician for a regular checkup. The patient was born in Germany in 1960 with shortened limbs, underdeveloped digits, absent external ears, and a cleft palate. He is currently in a wheelchair. His past medical history is also notable for hypertension and allergies. He takes lisinopril daily and loratadine as needed. His mother had a complicated past medical history and took multiple medications during her pregnancy. His temperature is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, or 37 degrees Celsius. Blood pressure is 120 over 80. Pulse is 90 beats per minute, and respirations are 20 breaths per minute. The drug that most likely caused this patient's condition is also indicated for which of the following? And the answer choices are Choice 1, acne vulgaris. Choice 2, deep venous thrombosis. Choice 3, multiple myeloma. Choice 4, bipolar disease, or choice 5, recurrent miscarriage. The best answer to this question is choice 3, multiple myeloma. The most likely diagnosis in this patient is phocomalia, which is caused by maternal thalidomide use. Thalidomide is rarely used today, but is still used as an immunomodulatory drug for multiple myeloma. The presentation of shortened limbs and underdeveloped digits is consistent with the diagnosis of phocomalia. Thalidomide is a teratogenic substance that was once widely used in Europe as an over-the-counter antiemetic agent, with peak use occurring in the 1960s. It is associated with an increased risk of birth defects, including phocomalia and deformities of the face, musculoskeletal system, and vascular structures. Physical exam of patients with phocomalia may reveal underdeveloped limbs, underdeveloped or absent digits, underdeveloped pelvic girdle structures, microcephaly, absent external ears, wide-set eyes, cleft lip and/or palate, growth retardation, and renal and cardiac malformations. Only 40% of infants born with thalidomide-induced phocomalia survived. Despite being banned after recognition of phocomalia as a side effect, thalidomide is still occasionally used as an immunomodulatory drug for the treatment of multiple myeloma. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Isotretinoin is a teratogenic substance used as a treatment for severe acne. It is associated with spontaneous abortion, cleft palate, cardiac abnormalities, and eye abnormalities in the developing fetus. Choice 2. Warfarin is a commonly used anticoagulant for treatment and prophylaxis of deep venous thrombosis and pulmonary embolism. It is a teratogenic and is associated with bony deformities, fetal hemorrhage, and spontaneous abortion in the developing fetus. Choice 4. Lithium is a mood stabilizer used in the treatment of bipolar disease. It is teratogenic and is associated with the development of an atrialized right ventricle in the developing fetal heart. Choice 5. Diethylstilbestrol is a non-steroidal estrogen that was previously given to pregnant women to reduce the risk of recurrent miscarriages and pregnancy complications. However, DES was shown to cause clear cell carcinoma in females who had been exposed to the drug in utero. Finally, a bullet summary. Thalidomide is associated with phocomalia and other congenital anomalies. That's all for this review about phocomalia. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.